Amid growing concern over climate change, the Vatican is among many states and individuals who have been taking active steps to lessen their carbon footprint. But what about our water footprint? Water is the most precious resource on Earth, but one that is becoming increasingly scarce for many of its inhabitants. The UN has predicted that by the year 2025, 2 out of every 3 people in the world will face severe water shortages. Environmental activists say that in the West, we are wasting huge quantities of virtual water every day, as millions of others go without. And this is where our water footprint comes in. Virtual water is the amount of water that is required to produce the food, clothes, and goods that we buy. For example, did you know that one hamburger takes 2,400 litres of water to produce? And often the water that has been used to produce our food in developing nations can result in the local population going thirsty. I've been finding out more about our global water shortages and how our water footprint impacts upon the world's poor by talking to Petra Schell. She works as an environment officer at the development charity Progressio, formerly known as the Catholic Institute for International Relations.
I think there's actually very little awareness. I think the fact that it's very easy for us to use water, you turn on the tap, there it is. You don't have to think about how much you use. Whilst if you live in a developing country, you may have to walk for miles just to collect your water, which both limits how much water you can use in terms of how much you can carry.
You talked there about how in the developing countries, people often have to walk long distances to fetch clean water, and then they have to carry it back on their backs. Often it's women and children doing this, and it's a very heavy load. And of course, it's probably only, you know, 10 to 20 litres of water. I mean, how does that compare to how much water an average person uses in the West each day? Many experts on the environment and on water issues have been warning, you know, about this increasing shortage of water, or at least shortage for many people. Do you believe that conflicts over water are likely to become a very serious issue in the coming decades?
I very much believe so, unfortunately. I mean, already today we have a problem. For example, 1 of 6 people don't have access to clean and safe water to drink today. It's been estimated by 2025 about a third of the world's population will face severe and chronic water shortages. So this is a very, very real problem today, and it will become even more so in the future. And this is something we need to take into consideration in every activity we do, both in terms of how we look at poverty and support to poor nations, and also in terms of our daily consumption as well, because there's a lot of water we're using that hasn't been taken into account, but is also having a direct impact on the poor people in the world.
Are you talking there about the so-called virtual water, namely the hidden water that we all use every day without realising it in our clothes, our food and many goods that we buy?
That's right. I talked before about how much we use in terms of just our showers and cooking, but we also have the other aspect about the products that we buy. For example, just for one can of Coca-Cola, you need about 200 litres of water to grow and process the sugar in the can. For 1 kilo of rice, you need 3,400 litres of water. Overall, it's been estimated that it takes about 200 million litres of water every second to grow the world's food. And so these are very hidden figures, and a lot of this production is taking place in countries where there may be issues around water access, which means that we could literally be taking water from areas where poor people don't have access to water necessarily for our own benefits in our consumption patterns here in the north.
In fact, I was reading that one of your partners in Peru, they visited an area in Peru where there are large-scale agricultural companies growing asparagus for export, and a lot of this is coming to Britain. And as a result of this, they're using so much water that the local population now only have water in their taps for 1 hour a day and, in fact, can no longer grow their own crops. And presumably there's many other examples like this around the world.
Yes, that's right. This is an example we're looking quite closely into at the moment. I'm sitting in the UK, where the UK alone imports about 1.5 million cubic meters of virtual sort of embedded water just from asparagus. So there's a very clear link there to what we eat here and this area in Peru that you're mentioning, where the local population don't actually have proper access to water. The UK alone imports about 1.5 million cubic metres of virtual sort of embedded water just from asparagus. So there's a very clear link there to what we eat here and this area in Peru that you're mentioning, where the local population don't actually have proper access to water. So this is a very real problem, and Progressio works with organisations, partner organisations around the world, and they have told us that there are a lot of issues around water that we need to be more aware of and that they want us as an organisation to work with. So part of my job and our job now is to map these impacts a bit more thoroughly to gauge what the real impact is of water in examples like this when you have a real conflict around water resources.
Coming back to the issue of growing water shortages, we've seen pictures of maps showing how lakes, for instance, Lake Chad in Africa, that has shrunk to only a tiny fraction of its original size. How much is this prompting people to sit up and take notice of this and try to do something to preserve what little water is left, particularly of these freshwater sources?
I think there will be more and more awareness of this. I think the problem with poor countries is about, well, resources to deal with the problem, and we need to ensure that they're given these resources in terms of adapting to the issues and implement better ways of governing the water.
And how much is climate change aggravating these shortages of water around the globe?
Well, climate change is a very real problem, and that's something that, again, our partner organisations have highlighted to us, that this is making the problem worse. It's been predicted that global warming will account for about 20% of the increase in water scarcity in the future. So this is something we really need to understand, that whatever problems we're having now, that's going to get even worse, unfortunately. And again, we need to have a very sort of clear view of how it's impacting on the poorest people in the world and how we can support them through this.
The irony, though, is that there is enough water in the world to satisfy everyone's needs, isn't there? It's just a case of that it's not been shared out equally or used equally.
That's right. There is indeed enough water in the world. A lot of it is around management, and that's something that we take quite seriously at Progressio, that the governance issue is key. It's not just about how much water is available, but it's also about who gets access to this water and under what circumstances, and who has say in how it's being used. So this is very crucial in terms of managing the water we have in this world.
I was speaking to Petra Schell from the development charity Progressio.